sanctions ordered. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden announcing the first round of financial penalties against Russia after the invasion of Ukraine.
President Biden says there is no justification for Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering troops into Ukraine.
To put it simply, Russia just announced that it is carving out a big chunk of Ukraine.
That action, the president says, is a flagrant violation of international law that demands a firm response, announcing sanctions to a pair of Russian banks and wealthy oligarchs.
They share in the corrupt gains of the Kremlin policies and should share in the pain as well.
The president describing those sanctions as a first tranche, warning more will follow if Russia moves further into Ukraine. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
During a news conference with Ukraine's foreign minister, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it's pointless to meet with Russia's foreign minister now that the troops have invaded Ukraine.
I consulted with our allies and partners. All agreed. And today I sent Foreign Minister Lavrov a letter informing him of this.
And Blinken said Putin's plan all along has been to reclaim Ukraine as part of Russia. Police have identified the man whom they say committed a mass shooting in an Oregon park over the weekend.
Portland police say 43-year-old Benjamin Smith opened fire at Normandale Park on Saturday as a rally was beginning to protest police shootings. One woman was killed and four others were injured. One of the protesters who was armed opened fire on Smith, injuring him. He's still in the hospital. Police have searched his home for weapons and electronic devices. Charges haven't been officially filed yet, but the U.S. Attorney's Office said the FBI was involved and federal charges were possible, too.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The three white men convicted of murder in the Ahmaud Arbery case in Georgia have also been convicted of federal hate crimes charges. A jury reached a verdict this morning after less than 4 hours of deliberations. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A new subvariant of COVID has been discovered.
The CDC says the Omicron subvariant, BA2, has been reported in at least 30 states and accounts for about 4% of COVID infections nationwide. A Japanese study awaiting peer review suggests BA2 is even more infectious than the original Omicron variant, BA1. And while BA1 produced milder symptoms for the average patient, that may not be the case for BA2. But there is hope on the vaccine front. Recent studies suggest three doses of existing mRNA vaccines may offer lasting protection, not only against the original Wuhan strain of the virus, but Omicron and other variants. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Amazon is facing a lawsuit in North Carolina that claims its policies for delivery drivers led to negligence. The suit claims Amazon is responsible for a crash between one of its trucks and a motorcyclist, which led to the driver of the motorcycle losing his leg because the Amazon driver admitted he was looking at GPS directions at the time of the crash. Amazon says the driver wasn't negligent and denies the company should be held liable. One wireless company is ditching old technology to make way for faster speeds.
3G wireless made it possible for more people to live mobile, making texting and streaming easier and faster and phone calls clearer. Apple's Steve Jobs went heavy into it with the then AT&T exclusive iPhone 3G.
You can see that the 3G speeds are actually approaching Wi-Fi.
That was from 2008, but today 3G is slow compared to 4 and 5G labeled networks from all providers. And so to make room on the electromagnetic spectrum for the next generation, AT&T today turns off 3G for good. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 482, the Nasdaq off 166, the S&P minus 44. I'm Lisa Lucera, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.